This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, July 10th. God's word to you today is Faith Overrides. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark 5, verses 22 to 23, and it says, "Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. 'My little daughter is dying,' he said. 'Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so she can live.'" Faith is a certainty that leads to action. The knowing that goes beyond intellect and reasoning. At some point in our lives, Sunday evenings were for evangelism. My wife and I were not pastors then, but after church on Sunday evenings, we would visit our friends that were not saved and tell them about Jesus. One Sunday, we went to see one of my friends that was deep into the occult. He was a very outgoing person, and somehow he started talking about soul travel. He said there are different masters. Then he mentioned some names and mentioned that Jesus was one of the masters. I had been trying to hold myself back, but at this point, I lost control. I said he should not put Jesus in that category, because Jesus is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Then I asked, "During your soul travel, can you fly over my house or the house of a praying Christian?" "You cannot, because Jesus is superior." I said, "If you leave your body now, I can cut the silver lining in the name of Jesus, and you will not be able to come back." At this point, my wife started pinching me to cool down. I said to him, "In fact, let us prove that Jesus is alive now." I think she got into the conversation and got me to calm down. I felt bad because I felt I was overzealous, maybe. But I just could not take it. I also cannot blame him because he does not know what I know. You cannot fight someone that does not have what you have or be angry because he does not have what you have. Pray that he will taste and see that the Lord is good. Faith makes all the difference. From Mark 5, verses 21 to 43, we have learned that faith refuses to take no for an answer. Faith gets in God's face. When faith is in action, when faith comes in contact with God's grace and provision, miracles happen. And when faith is in action, God cannot deny it or God cannot hold back. When faith is in action, God cannot say no. Looking at the story of the woman, it was not right religiously according to the law that God had put in place for an unclean person to touch a clean person. But because of her faith, Jesus allowed it, healed the woman, and crowned her with a blessing. It was not right for Jesus to touch Jairus' dead daughter. It was against the law. But Jesus touched her and said, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And she arose. When faith is in place, God suspends protocol and God puts things on hold for you. Do not be afraid, just have faith. You need to combine your faith with his grace and see the miracle happen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, by faith I overcome fear and shame, act boldly but humbly, focus on who, not on what, and my faith will lead me to act on God's promises. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.